CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlanta, Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Hello, and thanks for tuning into the show. My name is Robert Campbell. This week we have songs from Nova Scotia. Every province in this country has a music industry association, and we have the Music Nova Scotia group. Lots of volunteers and employees doing their thing to support the musicians of Nova Scotia. They have announced the awards or the nominees for the awards for 2025. And I thought I would go back into my archives and pull out some of the folks that we've had on the show and play their tunes. We're going to start with Charlie Acourt from his album San Pellegrino. Here's Hard Times of the Here and Now.
Against the wall, hanging by a thread, just waiting for the fall. I don't know a single soul feels all right going through these hard times. I can't choose which bill to pay. In the light, how can I get through the day when I can't sleep through the night? In these hard times of the here and now, hard times in the shadow of doubt, I don't remember the last time I felt alive living through. Busted up and beaten down, don't get no easier, seventh time around. Another shot in the dark, another hole in the sky. I'm tired of calling my friends to make sure they're still alive. In these hard times of the here and the here and now, hard times in the shadow of doubt.
Yeah. If the lonely night surrounds you, yeah, you're weighed down by gloom. No, you don't like what it feels like in your dark and dirty room. It'll be easier in the morning. It'll be easier in the day. Sun'll shine on through your window. We got a light to lead the way. Looks like the bottle has run empty. Sad and lonely eyes. Looks like the highway's never ending. Yeah, your legs, they feel like a lead. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're twisting and turning in your wide and lonely bed. It'll be easier in the morning. It'll be easier in the day.
Easier in the day.
Sun will shine on through your window. We got a light to lead the way. Looks like
It'll Be Easier in the Morning by Charlie Acourt. Kate, now we've got 11th and Duke. They're a duo in the Pictou County, New Glasgow area of Nova Scotia. And I had the opportunity to meet and play with them one time a little while back. And here they are now nominated for Music Nova Scotia Award. 11th and Duke, this track is...
Like a lie when it hits your eyes. Oh, baby, it's been a while. I've been down for so long. Say you love it when you play that song. Lines on the mirror, lines on the wall. Don't get caught in that red. You'll only lose it all. You're going down, down, down. Don't forget to hit.
That's Melissa from 11th and Duke, nominated for an award here in Nova Scotia. Now we have Tara Spencer. She's up for a couple of awards, and well-deserved, I would say. This is off her previous album, Old News, so I guess that's logical. It's old news to lots of people now. This track is Brick and Mortar.
I rub my hands and absorb the heat, radiating up through the passenger seat. The engine idles silent in the bitter cold. The light shines through a clean gray slate, a whisper of blue and the weary weight of hearts too heavy for our hands to hold. The hurt comes quick, the words come late. Hours spent on an expiry date, and we both have other places we should be. The chance we had has passed us by, a straight plane in a neutral sky, a tear stain drying on a jacket sleeve. Stones are crumbling into dust. The walls come down, I come up short. I wanted more, I wanted more, I wanted more of us.
The walls lean in, the roof has caved. One more thing that we can't say. Time and change will win no matter how we try. It's hard to say no and hard to say when. To tear it all down or build it up again. There's a gentle art in saying goodbye. Hearts can pound through broken stones are crumbling into dust. Walls come down, I come up short. I wanted more, I wanted more, I wanted more. And life is upside down.
A friend is there to turn your day around.
When your hands are full, a friend will hold the door.
Yes, that is what good friends are for. To keep your secrets under lock and key.
To forgive the flaws that other folks don't see.
To remind you of a joke that you once shared. Yes, that is how a good friend cares. A friend is nice when you need advice. They'll steer you clear of trouble. They understand when you need a hand. They'll be there on the double.
can love you at your best.
But only a good friend can pass the test.
They love you when you're angry, sad and bitter.
A friend makes you a winner when you feel like a quitter. Tipsy in the glow of candlelight,
and you ask a friend if they might spend the night.
But they don't stay, they go home to someone else. That is one way
a good friend helps. A shoulder you can cry on
and nothing more.
Yes, that is what good friends are for.
That was Tara Spencer along with Ben Kaplan, and the track is called Good Friends. Speaking of good friends, we would love you to be a good friend of all these artists. Please search them out online and download their tracks from whatever provider you can find. And while you're at it, go to Songwriters From Here and Away, sfhaa.ca, and check out our website. You can learn about the workshops, the concerts, and find all the previous episodes that we've put up on the podcast platform. So search it out, have a listen, give a follow, give a like. We're going to take a short pause. Don't go away.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a single from local artist Kyra's debut album, Skin to Skin. The new album presents vulnerable lyrics and complex melodies that bring the listener on a personal journey. Although each song tells its own tale, they all come together to form a bigger story. With many musical influences from different genres, there's a song in here for everyone. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Skin to Skin on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called I Am a Diamond with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Oh,
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is absolutely frivolous. My name is Cindy. I'm here every Monday at 10:30. Yes, I am very excited to be here today. I have some comedy coming up. You know, the usual funny people always available when I do my editing. So just to preface, of course, everything that I always say, I did bleep a lot of different, perhaps offensive words. I thought I'd be on the safe side this year, and I'd bleep words that perhaps others wouldn't find offensive, but some might. So that is my goal today, is to make sure that no one gets offended. And the topic could be a little bit offensive with both of my comedians. I have Jenny Lawson coming up later in the show. She's going to talk about certain post-it notes that she and her husband will exchange. And then I will start the show off with Daniel Sloss, and he's talking about guy pictures. So you know the kind of pictures that guys can send, and he handles this very well. He's very, I like the way he sort of educates those people sending those pictures. That's all I'm going to say. But there are swear words in it, so I bleeped as many as I could. Again, I apologize if I was laughing too hard and I missed anything. Not my intention to offend anyone, not CFRC's intention for sure. But I think this is maybe a valuable bit of information to put out into the world. And I appreciate Daniel Sloss for handling it with humor and a little bit of, I don't know, class maybe. You be the judge of that. I also wanted to talk about, so there is a comedy event coming up this Friday that I wanted to mention. It'll be here at The Buckle on Friday, July 25th. It starts at 7:30. There's actually four comedians. Logan Brown will be performing. He is a local Kingston boy. He does musical comedy as well as just a straight-up stand-up. Very funny. I saw him recently at the Broom Factory. Highly recommend this gentleman. He's so good. If you only go to see him, you will not be disappointed. Very, very funny. Ashley J. Perna will be performing. It'll be hosted by Chad Noonan, who I understand is a very funny guy. But of course, the headliner is Patty Mack. He has a new comedy album that's just come out, and he will be, the whole show is called The Chuckle at the Buckle. So if you haven't been to The Buckle downtown on Princess Street yet, please go check that out. It'll be funny, funny, funny. Tickets are $20, but if you put in the promo code BUCKLEUP, all one word, no capitals, you'll get $5 off tickets. So highly recommend it. Like I said, this Friday at 7:30 at The Buckle on Princess Street here in Kingston, Ontario. Definitely going to be a good night if you want to go and just laugh I think we need more laughter in this world. Part of the reason that I do this show is so that there's more laughter and happiness, even just a small amount. So, yes, that's all I'm going to say about that. If you want to see comedians live, it's a great time for sure. All right, so I'm going to play for you a little bit of Daniel Sloss. And just remember, if you need any information about CFRC.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, go to CFRC.ca. Lots of good information there about this wonderful little station, which I adore. Here's Daniel and his conversation about guy pictures on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Now, in the interest of fairness, men in the room, I would like a cheer on the count of three if you have ever sent a dick pic. Now, I understand if you don't want to be honest, right? But the ladies were honest, that's why I asked them first, and now you have to be welcome to equality. Men in the room. My brothers, give me a cheer on the count of three if you've ever sent a dick pic. One, two, three. Okay. That was so manly. The caveman in my brain was like, "We're so." I'm like, "No." To the men who cheered, there, my brothers, I will get back to you in a second. To the men who didn't cheer, you fucking liars, you absolute full of shit, fucking liars. I know exactly what that silence is, right? You have sent pics, but not to the person you're currently sat beside. That is the silence of shame. Get rid of that shame, boys. There's nothing wrong with sending dick pics, okay? There's nothing wrong with sending dick pics. It's a perfectly normal, natural thing to do. You like a girl, you send her a picture of your dick. Bish, bash, bosh, job's done. Now she's seen your dick. Everyone's a winner. There's nothing wrong with sending a picture of your dick. As long as the following criteria is met. The person that you sent a picture of your dick to said the words, "Send me a picture of your dick." Now, to the men in the room right now who are sat there being like, "Jesus Christ, Sloss, what an easy point to make. What a pandering point to just get all of the women on your side, Sloss. Oh my God. Oh my God, Sloss." Two things. One, duh. Second of all, I'm glad you think I'm pandering, because you thinking that I'm pandering there allows me to realise that you don't send unsolicited dick pics, because it's an alien concept to you, right? So you're just like, if I don't do it, no one else do it. Boys, it happens a lot. It happens much more than you'd expect, and I know this, because I've got female friends, and every time I go to use their phone, I can't lift them up because there's so many dick pics weighing this fucking thing down. It happens so much. And the thing is, like, normally when people do shitty things, even though I know the shitty thing's evil, I understand the logic behind doing it. Like, I know thieving is wrong, but I can understand being in a position where you feel that you have to steal to survive. I understand that murder is wrong, but I've also met people who say things like, "It's pronounced Barcelona." Like, I understand the concept of murder in general. But when it comes to sending unsolicited dick pics, I don't get it, man. I don't understand that logic of, "She'll fucking love this." Like, she didn't ask for it. You're like, "Surprise." To me, sending an unsolicited dick pic is the equivalent to walking up to a stranger's house and just sticking your dick through their letterbox. What? But they might suck it. But they might suck it. How am I meant to know if they'll suck it unless I give them the option to suck it? If there was another way, I'd do it. Now, fourth wall breaking here, just going to be honest with you. I've done that joke quite a few times, and it goes down very well in the UK, right? But it's never really fully translated here in the States. And it's always bothered me, because I've always been very good at being able to bring jokes across the pond and translate them well. So I'm like, why does this not work as well in America? And then I realised, you don't have letterboxes. In the UK, there's just a hole in your door, and the postman sticks post through it, and then the post is in your house. which you don't have that. So when I'm doing that joke, in your head, I'm just at the end of your driveway. Is he still out there? What is he doing? Well, the flag's up. Now, I understand, sometimes when men send unsolicited dick pics, they do so because they're assholes and it's abuse of power and it's a sort of form of harassment. I'm not going to attempt to justify that in any way, shape, or form. I would like to believe, though, I think a lot of the time, well, maybe not a lot, but I think some of the time men send unsolicited dick pics is because they're idiots. Like, it's not a malicious thing, it's a naivety thing. It's men being egocentric. They're taking the logic that applies to themselves and forcing it on the rest of the world because we think we're the center of the universe. What a man will be thinking when he sends an unsolicited dick pic is like, man, see if a woman sent me an unsolicited picture of her vagina, that would be the best day of my life. And it would be. Like, lads, if we all just left this there, turned our phones back on, and just some lovely woman had just sent you a picture of her vagina, you'd be like, f***ing yas. Subscribe to whatever this is. And the reason we are like that is because we've never been threatened with vaginas, right? Unless your mum did that thing, she was like, you shut the f*** up or you're going back up there. But
that might just be my mum.
At this point, you'll get men being like, oh, what? So it's okay for women to send unsolicited nudes, but it's not okay for a man to do it. Is that what you're saying, Daniel? Yes. Yes. And it's not a double standard. Don't think it's a double standard, because even though the pictures are very similar, the tone is different, and the tone is crucial. Tone is always important in these things. The best way I can describe the difference in tone is it's the difference between you sending someone a picture of your house or somebody else sending you a picture of your house. Those are very similar photos, but they mean incredibly different things. It goes from being, this is where I live, to this is where you live! You understand how one of those became a threat, right? And that's it. I would love to live in a world, right, where you just start chatting to a girl, you get on very well, right? It's just you meet her in a bar, you meet her out and about, doing whatever you do, you give her your number, you're like, balls in your court. She goes away, she's like, I will text him, he was nice. Better let him know I'm interested, though. Turn the flash on. This is just her selecting Snapchat filters. Look, when it opens up, a rainbow falls out. I've sent pics. Of course I have. What are you talking? Of course I have. My phone has a camera on it. And I have a dick. What conclusion did you think I was going to arrive at? And to my brothers out there that are sending solicited dick pics, do not let the rest of these monsters ruin the good thing going on, right? And fight the good fight. If you're still a bit ashamed of your dick pics, I get it. I've seen my own dick pics. They're, you know, there. But just compared to the nudes that women send, I've always, of course, it's just better. Women, I don't know if every single one of you guys went to art school, but the effort in these little, there's lingerie, there's angles, there's lighting, there's a fucking drape somewhere. Even though it's a photo, somehow music is playing in the background. Whereas men send dick pics like they're trying to sell a used car. Just like,
This is what I see. Now you see what I see. Do you like what I see? I like when you see what I see. Oh, you want another angle? Don't worry, baby, I got two of them. This one like a mugshot, like he's been a bad penis. Like... Now, to the people that don't send nudes, I know I gave you a hard time earlier. I was joking. If you're not comfortable sending nudes, don't send nudes. Your body, your choice. I absolutely respect that. My problem with you f***ing prudes, though, is... it's just, not all of you, but there's that... it's your people that whenever nudes get leaked, whenever whether it be celebrity or normal, everyday people, there's always these kind of leaks. Your people are the first ones to be like, oh... Oh, your nudes leaked, did they? That's a shame. What a pity. What a pity that is. If only there would be some way to prevent that from happening. Oh, like, oh, I don't know, never taking them in the first place. Ah. Oh. I'm such a genius. I think I'm the smartest person that ever lived. And you've got to understand, like, these people aren't idiots for having their nudes leaked. It's not like they just left them on a bus and were like, no! That's where my pics were. Like, they're being robbed. They're having their things hacked or they're being blackmailed. They're always the victim, man. Like, it's not happened to me yet, and it will. There's enough of my pics out there in the world that, you know. Don't cheer like you've seen them. That's terrifying. That's... we know.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Campagne, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
On CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephone interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Victor, this bath towel was wet and you left it on the floor and it was the last clean one in the house. I'm pretty sure that this is how tuberculosis has spread. I'm writing all this in my blog in case I end up dead because of your carelessness. Dear Victor, there is a pile of business suits for the dry cleaners that have been in the closet for 5 months. You work from home. The fuck, Victor. Dear Victor, why is cleaning up cat vomit always my job? Was I not here when we picked from the job jar? Is there a job jar at all? Because I'd like to redraw. Also, I'm aware that you always have to clean out the litter box, but that's because at any moment my IUD could fail and I could accidentally get pregnant and then get that cat poop pregnancy disease and then our baby would be born with no arms or legs. Is that what you want, Victor? For our baby not to have arms? You are so selfish. Dear Victor, you make me sick. Why in God's name wouldn't you just throw away the empty pizza box when you were done with it? Are your arms broken? Do you have some sort of disease that I don't know about that makes you blind to empty pizza boxes? Dear Victor, okay, I just remembered that I was the last one to make pizza, so I guess I left this box out. Still, I'm leaving out the note anyway so that you can learn from it. Bad, bad Victor. Dear Victor, I do not appreciate your leaving passive-aggressive addendums to my helpful post-it notes. In fact, they are the opposite of helpful. They are just bitter. Dear Victor, if you leave wet towels on the ground again, I will stab you. Dear Victor, you can't take clothes out of the dryer without telling me and then just dump them on the bed in a heap. When I find them, they've usually cooled off, and then I have to put them all back in the dryer with a cup of water and then rerun the dryer so that all the wrinkles come out and then sneak each article of clothing out one at a time and hang it up. It's called a method, Victor. Stop touching me. Dear Victor, no, actually, I don't know how to use an iron because we don't own one. How have you never noticed this before? The dryer is our iron, Victor. Also, I would appreciate it if you would talk to me directly instead of yelling at me on a post-it. These post-its are for educational purposes, not to draw lewd caricatures of hands pointing menacingly at me. Also, you're supposed to point with your index finger. This is basic pointing etiquette. Dear Victor, I've poisoned something in the fridge. Good luck with that. Dear Victor, I'm sorry. I think I might have PMS. I don't know what's wrong with me. Dear Victor, that was an apology, you asshole. Now there are two things poisoned in the fridge because you don't know how to accept an apology. Dear Victor, I am so sorry you are sick. I swear I was just kidding about poisoning shit in the fridge. I mean, I did leave the yogurt out for like a half a day, but that was really more by accident because I got distracted by the wet towel on the floor. If anything, you brought this on yourself. Once again, I apologize. Very sorry. Dear Victor, I love you, but I'm getting kind of weak from hunger, and I know you said that you didn't poison anything, but every time I take a bite of something, you leer and laugh suspiciously, and I have to spit it out. I can only assume that this is probably how Gandhi felt when he wasn't allowed to eat. Here's a hint. He felt stabby. Dear Victor, okay, first of all, you don't know that Gandhi went on a hunger strike on purpose. For all we know, he was avoiding poisoning too. The people who survive are the ones who write history, Victor, not the ones who die of hunger because their husbands may or may not have poisoned all the food in the house. Except guess what? This is all going on my blog, so I can document this in case people find my emaciated body later and demand justice. There will be a reckoning, and it will be brutal and swift. Dear Victor, great, now we're out of post-its. I'm writing this on the towel you left on the ground this morning since we obviously have no respect for towels anymore. I'm going to the grocery store for more Post-its, and I'm going to eat unpoisoned Triscuits straight out of the box while I'm there, so I will return fresh and renewed. Also, the cat vomited in the hall, and I'm not cleaning it up. I've had enough, Victor, and so has the cat, whom I'm assuming you poisoned. Dear Victor, the cat and I are leaving you. You can have the dog. Also, I've decided not to go get Post-it notes after all, because I'm no longer speaking with you. So I'm just writing this on your hand towel. You will never hear from me again. Dear Victor, the dog started whining when I told him he had to stay with you, so I'm taking him too. Dear Victor, yes, actually, I was holding a bag of dog treats when I told him he had to stay with you, but I don't think that had anything to do with his reaction. Also, we're running out of dish towels, so this will be my last message to you. Dear Victor, okay, fine, you can have the dog. I tried to put him in the car, and he peed on me. You two deserve each other. I'm writing this on the dog because it seemed fitting. Also, I couldn't find packing peanuts for the booze, so I just drank it all. You will miss me so much once I'm sober enough to wake up and drive away. Dear Victor, wow, that really got out of hand. I'm sending this cat in as a peace offering. I forgive you for all that stuff that you wrote on the walls about my sister, and I'm just going to ignore all the stuff that you wrote about my, quote, giant ass. Because I love you and you need me. Turn cat over for rest. Who else loves you enough to send you notes written on cats? Nobody. That's who. Also, I stapled a picture of us from our wedding day to the cat's left leg. Don't we look happy? We can be that way again. Just stop leaving wet towels on the floor. That's all I ask. I'm low maintenance that way. Also, this cat needs to go on a diet. I shouldn't be able to write this much on a cat and still have room left over. Epilogue. Victor forgave me and we all lived happily ever after, except for the cat, who had to have his leg amputated, but that was less from the infection and more from his poor circulation because he was so fat. He kind of brought that on himself too, but now he's less fat by like a whole leg. Disclaimer. Most of this chapter was exaggerated, except for the part where Victor left a wet towel on the floor. That shit totally happened. I'm still working through it.
Hi, this is Jill Barber, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. blanco.